You're listening to SBS News.
In April, in the wake of the deadly terror attacks on two mosques in the New Zealand city of Christchurch, the Wellington government rushed through legislation to ban assault weapons such as AR-15-style rifles. Now Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the government is planning to introduce even stricter rules.
Our focus since 15 March has been on ensuring that our communities are as protected as they can be from the potential for another attack like the horrific one we witnessed in Christchurch. That attack exposed weaknesses in legislation which we have the power to fix. We would not be a responsible government if we did not address them.
The new laws would create a register to track all the guns in the country, something for which the Police Association has been lobbying for years, but which is unlikely to please gun lobby groups. Gun owners would be required to renew their gun licenses every 5 years instead of every 10, and the penalties for breaching the rules are significantly higher. It would also place new responsibilities on doctors to notify police if they believe a gun owner shouldn't have a license due to concerns over the owner's mental health. Jacinda Ardern says the restrictions are aimed at ensuring that those who need to access guns can have it, and people who shouldn't be allowed near guns don't get the chance.
We absolutely recognise there is legitimate a need in our communities to be able to access guns, particularly our rural community. But what these changes do is recognise that actually there's a real responsibility that comes with gun ownership. There are things that we should be satisfying ourselves before someone is able to access guns. And I think the changes that are being made here are fair and reasonable. They're about ensuring people who need to access guns can, but those who shouldn't, don't.
The laws have not come as a surprise. The details were leaked to the opposition at the end of August. While the rules introduced in April were unanimously approved by politicians from all sides in the wake of the mosque attacks, opposition Police Minister Brett Hudson told TVNZ that he had reservations about the new proposals, particularly the mental health requirements.
If they're going to subject law-abiding Kiwis to that sort of scrutiny, surely all that will be achieved is to push mental health issues underground, as those people simply won't go to their medical practitioner with their problems.
And Nicole McKee from the Council of Licensed Firearm Owners says the shorter time between licence renewals could end up with people using guns away from gun clubs.
If we end up with clubs and ranges being shut down, then we may end up with more people shooting down at the river.
But Ms Ardern insists that simply running a licensing regime isn't enough.
We know that the majority of gun crime is committed by people without a licence, with firearms that have either been stolen or traded illegally. Owning a firearm is a privilege, not a right. That means we need to do all we can to ensure that only honest, law-abiding citizens can obtain firearms licences and use firearms.
The arms legislation bill will also allow closer monitoring of firearms lawfully entering and exiting the country. New Zealanders are being encouraged to make submissions through the select committee process, with the bill having its first reading on September the 24th. Alan Lee, SBS News.